looking at here today, I just want to give you sort of an update, a summary of what's been happening, you know, market-wise, economic-wise, recently. What we see is the outlook going forward. We have, over the past couple of weeks, had a number of discussions with various managers that are involved with the portfolios that we have. So I'd like to, bring some of that out for yourselves and give you some insight into what some of the various managers are having to say. And then I just wanted to make a couple of comments on some of the council services that most of our portfolios are sort of moving towards. So let's start on the summary of what's been going on recently. The past number of months have actually been pretty good. I think as most of you probably, if you're watching, you've noticed that markets have done reasonably well. Economy has slowly been moving forward. As far as why are the markets up? I think basically we pay attention to a couple of things. Number one, we have had less negative news on Europe. You know, if we think about some of the discussions we've had over the last couple of years, really, they always seem to be focusing on the negatives over in Europe. Over the last 6 to 8 months, the negative news has certainly subsided, and that's been beneficial for the markets. Along with that has been this concept of U.S. continuing to quote-unquote print money. This is their, if you listen in the news, it's their quantitative easing programs that they have been embarking on over the last few years. The latest one really is about the start of when we saw markets turn up in 2012, and that was where the U.S. Federal Reserve basically came out and said, look, we are going to continue to buy bonds, which is that's how they print money, is they buy their own bonds. We're going to continue to buy bonds until we see the U.S. unemployment rate come down. So it was sort of an open-ended view to the market that they are going to continue to print money until they see their economy pick up. So those, you know, Europe and the U.S. Federal Reserve are really the things that have that sort of kicked the markets into gear. The Canadian dollar had been moving up, mostly, again, due to this U.S. printing money. More recently, if you've noticed, it has backed off a little bit. That has really been our own issue, and that is because from a commodity standpoint and a Canadian economy standpoint, the outlook has deteriorated a little bit. So we see over the course of the last 6 weeks or so, the Canadian dollar has backed off from about $1.02 U.S. to about 97.5. So we've got about 4 or 5% where the Canadian dollar has backed off more recently. In terms of sectors of the markets that have contributed to returns, the whole energy complex has been a negative. It has been a drag on performance. If we look at values of oil companies and things like that, price of oil has backed off, and certainly the Canadian energy complex has been hurt more than the global energy complex, and that is, of course, is due to this whole landlocked concept and the discount that Canadian crude is getting in the world markets. The positives have been in the financial sector. Banks and things like that have done very, very well over the last number of months. And Europe has done very well. The Europe financial markets have done really well over the last number of months. Going on to outlook, the outlook is for a continued move forward, but that is dependent on the global economic conditions. So while the move that we've seen over the last 8 or 9 months has been because of a response to you know, things like less negative news out of Europe and U.S. Printing money. I think for us to see continued movement, we're going to need to see the actual global economy to continue moving forward. And how is that going to happen? All the signs right now are that is a slow progression forward. That's good news. But I think we also want to pay attention to, I guess what I call the macro big picture. The big picture, we've got some things that are dragging on the big picture. We've got some things that are positives in the big picture. The biggest thing that is going to drag on economic progress is going to be debt, and that is debt with governments, debt in Europe, and personal balance sheet or personal debt. Those three areas are attempting to what we call deleverage. So they are, they're trying to find ways to reduce their debt. Well, that is ultimately going to be a drag on economic activity. On the positive side, we've got corporate balance sheets that are in extremely good shape. We've got a lot of cash sitting on large corporate balance sheets. Somehow, some way, that cash is going to make its way into the economy. The question is how and when that happens. China is coming alive again. There was a lot of concern through 2011, first part of 2012, that the Chinese economy was going to grind to a halt and have, I guess, what they would refer to as a hard landing. In reality, it's looking like they've been able to engineer something less than that, and that it's slowly starting to come back to life. So that's a positive out there. And the North American economy is slowly moving forward. It's not banging on all cylinders yet, but it is still slowly moving forward. So that is another positive. I did mention that over the last couple of weeks, we have been talking with various managers and the people that are making the individual investment decisions on the various parts of portfolios. So we thought I'd put out for you some of the comments that we have heard back from various managers. I think that I've got a few points here. One is that the expectation is for positive returns going forward, but that they are going to be muted. And I think that muted is reflective of that whole debt and deleveraging concept that I talked about. The reality is that if you've got large sectors of the economy that are attempting to delever, then that is ultimately going to be a drag on economic activity. So the expectation there is that returns over the next few years are going to remain muted. Other comments were a focus on dividend securities and the of looking at total returns. So there is a lot of the managers seem to be focused on rather than just capital gain oriented securities, the securities that they want to be focused on are the ones that are paying current dividends and or increasing those dividends, and look at the overall total return concept. Bonds, the focus for a lot of the managers, and I think many of you have heard me talking about this as well, bonds are expected to deliver low returns going forward relative to what we have seen from them over the past number of years. And that really is a function of interest rates. The bonds in the last number of years, as interest rates have been coming down, they have benefited from an ongoing capital gain realization, because as interest rates fall, the value of existing bonds goes up. So you've got a combination of the yield and the capital gain that has produced the returns that bonds have enjoyed over the last few years. Well, now interest rates are down, arguably difficult for them to go much lower. And so we are now faced with low yields in the bond market, and the prospect for further capital gain is that much diminished. So the expectation is that bonds are not likely to provide the boost that we've seen in the past. Equities, that's stocks, have done well over the last 8 months or so, eight or 10 months. The expectation is that, as we've seen so far this year, it's been positive. The expectation for the first part of 2013 is that it will continue to be positive. And the thought process among some of the managers is that the positive momentum in the first part of 2013 is built more on hope and expectation that markets are going to improve and a move from bonds or fixed income into equities. The continuation of that going forward into the last half of 2013 and onward is going to be dependent on the economy actually saying, yes, we, you know, things are good and we're getting better. So we'll look to see how that unfolds. But the consensus generally among managers that we have talked with is that equities or stocks relative to bonds is kind of the place to be. So we'll see how that unfolds. And they do expect that the recovery when the managers and economists talk about recovery, they're talking about recovery out of the what they refer to as the Great Recession. So the post 2008 financial crisis, that recession, the expectation or belief is that we are still in recovery mode out of that recession. So that's some comments on what the various managers have had to say. I do want to spend just a minute or two talking about the Council Portfolio Services, because as many of you know, we've been consolidating portfolios into this service, and I think sometimes what happens is on your statements you start to see where you had a number of different fund companies, and now you're starting to see one or two names there, and the statements are looking like they're focused only in one entity. That is not the case. The council service or any managed money service that we would utilize, the idea is that those various managers that we used to have or the different management teams that were there are now being managed internally within that council portfolio service. So your statements are showing that there may be just one entity there. But it does not mean that there are fewer management teams. And in fact, in some of those situations, there are more specialized management teams that are being utilized. It's just that they are happening internally within that portfolio service. And of course, the reason why we've been making that move is what we are able to access there is constant rebalancing. That's been one of the biggest challenges that we have had over the years, is being able to make sure that we maintain the balance in a portfolio that we intended off the start. And the council service makes sure that that's happening on an ongoing basis. And they have a more formal oversight and review process for those individual managers. So where we were evaluating those managers from our office, the council service has a very specific evaluation process that is done on a regular basis and ensures that the various management teams that are in that portfolio are doing what they say they're supposed to be doing, and that their performance is up to par. So while it does simplify the reporting to you and it does make the overall process of rebalancing the portfolio somewhat more tax efficient. So all in all, that's why we've been making that move. And although you do see that simplified reporting in terms of the statements that you're currently receiving, I do want to make sure that you know that anybody that wants the detailed reporting from counsel, we have that, and we can make that available. We have asked them to not automatically send it out to you, because one of the biggest comments that we have had back from yourselves is that there's just too much paper coming out. But I do want to point out, as I said, even though you may see only one entity on your statements, if you want detailed reporting on what's happening within those council portfolios, all you got to do is just let Ryan or I know, and we'll make sure that you get it. I notice that I'm sitting right around 17 minutes. I do want to wrap this up. I want to point out, I know it's in listen-only mode. That is just to make sure that I'm actually able to get our comments across without a lot of interruption. If you've got any questions or comments or concerns about this conference call process, I want to make sure that you let us know. Either send us an email or give us a shout with any questions that you have. So, once again, I want to thank everybody for participating. Have a great day, and let us know if you've got any thoughts or questions on the call. Thanks. Bye-bye.